My name's Helen Walton and I'm from Rugby.
Are you a bit concerned that in attempting to tackle the deficit, there could be a perception out there amongst voters that you're doom and gloom merchants, that you're slash and burn merchants?
I don't know whether it should be seen in that way, in fairness, and I think it, rather than it being seen in a negative way, it's actually should be seen in a positive way as an opportunity to do things in a different way that are more affordable, get rid of the red tape and move forward, involving everybody and getting everybody's opinion.
I'm Bob Richardson from the Telford Association.
Give us some sense of what it's like as a party member to be back at a Conservative conference with a Conservative Prime Minister.
Well, it's very, very pleasing, of course, but not as pleasing as we would have hoped. Personally, I mean, I accept the coalition with gritted teeth for the national interest, as the weak slogan suggests. But I personally hope that when we have sorted out this the economic mess, then we can get back to straightforward dogfighting, you know what I mean? We will campaign solely as a Conservative Party.
I've just spotted John Hemming, Liberal Democrat MP. What's he doing here? Let's grab a quick word.
We are in coalition. I am a Birmingham Member of Parliament. The Conservative Conference is in Birmingham. And I said, well, I'll come along and play the piano and talk to you at some stage.
So what are you going to tinkle on the ivories then?
Well, it's just jazz standards, the sort of stuff I normally do. I do a gig at the Lib Dem conference every twice a year, and I thought, well, I'll offer to do a gig at the Tory conference. I've done that as well. I've got my Lib Dem lanyard and my Conservative pass. I'll pop along and say hi.
The very symbol of coalition.
Exactly.